everybody. This is Phil Katz. I'm a partner at Hogan Lovells in our pharma practice. I'm the host of a new podcast that we're launching today called Pharma the Last Word. What we hope to be doing is talking about innovations, trends that are happening in the pharmaceutical and biotech regulatory and legal world, focusing really on new things, interesting things, complicated things, and their impact on the pharma industry. And more importantly, I think, practical issues of how to deal with them, approaches that folks should consider when they confront these issues or when they're thinking about the possibility of confronting them. We're going to be doing this in short bites on specific areas of expertise, reflecting the way that we do our work at Hogan Lovells, and to talk about how we're going to do this in general and what it is that we hope to provide to you. My first guest is my partner and good friend, Lynn Mailer. Lynn is the head of the Pharmaceuticals and Biotech Regulatory Practice. She's also the co-lead of our global cross-practice life sciences team. So she has a bird's eye view and not a small amount of responsibility for how it is that we go about doing all of this. So Lynn, first things first, welcome to the inaugural issue of Pharma the Last Word.
Thanks, Phil.
So you heard what I was saying in general about what it is that we're trying to accomplish here, but maybe you could expand a little bit on what do we hope to be doing here? What do we want our audience to get from this? Why do we think they should be paying attention and listening?
Sure. So we have around 40 lawyers and non-lawyers, specialists around the globe that work on just pharma regulatory issues, which I think makes us the largest pharma regulatory practice of any firm, shy only to the FDA Office of the Chief Counsel. And that helps us and allows us to be very focused and deep on the areas that we work in because we have such a broad client base, because we have such a large group. We know that we can trust that our partners or others are focused on a different aspect of pharma regulatory. And it allows us to see a lot of issues and to see them more than once, to see certain divisions and folks within the regulatory bodies, sort of how they're engaging with issues and how they're thinking and changing over time. And it gives us lots of touch points with those folks. And so it really does allow us to see what's coming next, guess at some of the trends, predict how the agency is going to behave in certain ways, help our clients engage with the government in a way that sort of helps them achieve their goals. And so that's what we want to talk about. Our group is a group of people who really, really like this stuff. We really get excited about it. We see each other in the halls and talk about it like it's the latest exciting gossip. And we want to share that. We want to share our insights and the things that we're thinking about and the stuff that we're seeing coming and help folks think through it practically for themselves, for their company or the issue they're dealing with. And it's really just a chance for us to sort of share the conversations we are having already in our offices, over emails, and then a quick conversation.
I hear you. And I can attest to the fact that we actually, A, are coming into the office, and therefore B, see each other in the hallway or by the coffee machine, and C, are actually talking about these things with enthusiasm and with energy and with creativity, because we really do like doing it. And so I'm with you. I hope that what we can do is convey both those thoughts and perspectives, but also our enthusiasm for this stuff. I would also hasten to say that, as you point out, we have the world's largest practice, and that allows us to have focused expertise. And so I want the audience to know that flowing from that way that we do our work, what we're going to be doing here with Pharma the Last Word is focusing on relatively specific areas, because there are lawyers who work specifically on drug development issues. There are lawyers that work specifically on clinical trial design and clinical trial compliance issues. There are lawyers that work on the approval process. We've got folks who are focused on dispute resolutions with FDA, formal and informal, within the drug approval process. We've got folks focused on regulatory exclusivities and how to obtain them and how to make the most use of them. We've got folks focusing on GMP compliance. We've got folks thinking about advertising and promotional compliance. We've got folks that focus specifically on controlled substances, on over-the-counter drugs, things of that ilk. And so what I want the audience to know is that that's what we're going to be doing over the next however many weeks that we're doing this. taking snippets of those areas and talking about particular issues of interest to those of us who do it every day, all day. Does that track with your perspective on this, Lynn?
It does. A number of us have worked together for a long time, whether it's because we came from the ABC together or whether because of the years we spent together at Hogan Lovells. And it gives us an ease of discussion. It gives us a comfort and an understanding of the expertise that our partners have. And so it's really fun to see some of these folks or, you know, sort of really dig deep and tell you why something is the way it is today, because they could tell you what happened, you know, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And then they, you know, they could predict what's coming next. And they're right more often than not. And it's that sort of insight and thinking that we want to bring to folks who are listening.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm excited about doing it. I'm happy to be the host of it. I'm going to be talking with people that I know well and people that I like and people whose work I respect. And I'm hoping I can tease out in brief conversations with them interesting pieces of information, interesting perspectives, again, about what's coming down the pike, about what's happening already, about what it means, and about how folks might think in the real world of practical ways to approach the challenges and the opportunities that are presented by that. So let me thank you, Lynn, for being the first guest. As we bring to a close our introductory episode of Pharma, The Last Word, let me thank you for your attention so far. And let me also invite your participation and your contribution. Number one, if you have a topic you'd like to have us discuss, please let us know. We'll obviously treat the information confidentially in terms of who's asking and what their affiliation is. That won't be discussed. We'll just look at what the question is. And if it's appropriate, we'll bring it up on one of our episodes. The contact information is in the show notes, so you know how to get in touch with us. I would also say, to make sure that you hear of our next episodes and you know what's going on with Pharma The Last Word, follow us on LinkedIn. You'll be able to find it there. And I look forward to hearing from you with your thoughts, comments, suggestions, questions, and continuing this dialogue with you. So thank you again. I look forward to having more discussion.